A new year is upon us, and it's another year of Midwestern State Men's Soccer and another year of podcast with Michael Meacham. And the Midwestern State soccer team has been very successful under the guidance of Michael Meacham. He's won 77% of his games here at Midwestern State University and once again made another NCAA tournament appearance last year. And I know I talked to you in the offseason, and you said your goal is to bring home trophies. I'm guessing that's what you're looking forward to this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think every year you strive out. Everybody's in the same. We're all starting from zero, so we want to all have the same goals and aspirations, and we're no different than anybody else.
So during the off season, how has the team changed? What do you like about the team going into this season?
It changed a little bit. Obviously, we graduated some really good players. We were fortunate enough to do pretty well at semester and bring a handful of guys in that we feel that can really, really help us. And then we added a few more guys throughout the spring into this fall semester. So yeah, we're pretty excited with the new additions, and obviously really, really excited to bring back a good group of guys that, you know, struggled a little bit at times in the fall of last year, you know, but persevered and came through it, and, you know, hoping that they can build on.
Kind of found their way at the end of the season last year.
Yeah, I think when our back was against the wall, we were able to kind of push through it and get going and really kind of finish the year pretty positively until ultimately that loss against a good St. Mary's team.
What's really exciting, of course, is the return of Henry Escobar, who arguably is one of the two or three best players in the Lone Star Conference.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's a talent. He's proven that since the day that he got here, and the day that the year that he came into the conference, and he's continued to push forward. And the good thing for him is a different challenge now. There's really no hiding, you know. After you've become an All-American, I think everybody kind of wants that scalp. So he's got to raise his level a little bit more again that he's done every year that he's been here.
That also creates opportunities for other guys on the pitch, right? With Mary getting so much attention.
Yeah, I think so. But obviously, with that happening, and other guys getting a little bit of looks, and when they take their chances, then that could open up more chances for Mede again, and you know, and other players around the field.
I know you've been working hard in training, and I had a chance to go out to one of your training sessions, and you guys go at it during training.
Yeah, I think that's something that kind of isn't our identity. We always want to compete. We compete every day. Even if it's for 20 to 30 minutes a day, or it could be for an entire hour and a half. It really depends on what that week looks like and the way it works out. And you just happen to be there where there was an hour and a half of competing.
And I thought you did something pretty smart, and that was you didn't work out really in the heat of the day here in August. You had some night sessions for training.
Yeah, we trained every day at 7:30 p.m., so it was good for the boys to be able to do that. Hopefully we get
It was, by the way, still plenty hot.
No, it's definitely
I don't want to mislead anybody. Well, anybody who's in Wichita Falls knows what this summer's been like.
I think anybody in Texas knows what it's like.
It's just been brutal.
Yeah, no.
Has that affected training at all?
A little bit. I'm not going to lie that it has taken a toll. Like, you could get two or three, you know, pretty good, tough days. And then that fourth day, you kind of had to dial it back, you know. And then, you know, now we're managing loads, and now we're still trying to manage the heat with coming up in the season and that sort of stuff. And obviously getting on a plane, which guys don't usually do here until we make the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, it's a little bit different, a little bit of a change from our norm. But I think it's a good thing that we kind of get the boys out this first away weekend and kind of get away for a couple of games. And hopefully we can get a good taste in our mouth like we have the last few years on opening weekends.
And I definitely want to get into Westminster and Colorado Mason, kind of look at those games and what we should expect out of those games. But before we do that, I just kind of want to take a look at the team. Starting in the back, how do you feel about your defense? Do you think that's the strength of your team going into these first couple of games?
I wouldn't say it's just kind of our back four. I think we defend as a group, and I think that kind of starts with, you know, the kind of our front players and that sort of stuff. And then I think it obviously, it's led from the back, but it obviously starts with the front. So we've been able to work with that a little bit, and we've had some good communication and good stuff from the back four that's worked our way up, even including Adam and CJ and those guys that have been kind of in our goal being able to kind of trickle that communication aspect up from it up and being able to set certain things that we want to do. And so, yeah, I think as a core and as a group, we've defended pretty well.
And you feel good about your goalkeeping situation?
Yeah, I think Adam and CJ have proven over even the last spring, and Adam in the fall and CJ in the spring and now in the preseason, that both of them are very, very capable of being in the goal for us. And then obviously you have Macias that came in the spring for us, and then Alec that came in this fall, that are obviously doing really, really well. Macias being a local guy from Wichita Falls is really kind of embraced what it's like to kind of be a Mustang and play for Midwestern being a local guy. So it's been great to have him.
Do you know CJ's last name?
I can't pronounce it now.
It's easy, Coach. Just don't look at it. It's yeah. Peischer is okay. how it's pronounced.
It doesn't look like Peischer.
No. But that's the pronunciation for it.
I'll work on it. CJ, I promise.
And then I thought, and I know we talked about it a lot last year, but I thought Adam did a great job for you last year.
Yeah, and there's no shying away from that. I mean, Adam kind of came in behind the eight ball from behind Mark and really kind of stepped himself way up there and was able to kind of solidify himself as our number one last year. And, you know, he did a lot of good things for us.
Talking about a junior in Adam Brayman who came here from Mercer Island, Washington, and played in the Seattle Sounders Academy.
Yeah.
So he really – I thought was fairly impressive last year. But I really thought one of the strengths of your team, if not the strength, was the play you got in the midfield last year, and Mary obviously being a big part of that.
Yep.
But yeah, your thoughts about your midfield as you go into this year?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we've been able to, you know, return Jack, which is a really big plus for us. We were able to get Hexie back.
A left-handed golfer, by the way.
Yeah, which is always good. Different, but good. So we were able to kind of get bring Jack back. We're obviously being able to get Hexie back from a year off. And, you know, then we've kind of got some depth in there when we were able to get a couple of transfers in that we feel that can do a really good job for us.
And that brings us to the forwards. And I know you like to play a direct brand of soccer and you like scoring goals. Are you going to be able to do that?
Yeah, I think we always want to be on the front foot. I wouldn't say that we're probably as lethal at certain individuals as maybe we have in the past, but I think collectively we're pretty dangerous. So yeah, really looking forward to doing that. We got a couple, like I said, we've got a couple of transfers in. We had some injuries that happened early in the fall last year that are now healthy, and Liam and those guys and Derek Espinal's back from injuries and things like that. So he's looking good. So yeah, we're pretty excited. Max is back, for another year, and he's gotten a lot of experience over the years. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing what they can do in front of goal.
And I know you had a chance to play a couple of exhibitions, one against SMU, which you played pretty well. I know you lost that game 2-0, but
played pretty well against SMU, played pretty well against UCA. UCA being, I think, our second day of preseason, and then SMU being the fifth day. But yeah, we got to play. We've played everybody in those first two games that we're eligible to play. So a lot of young guys got some experience against obviously two good teams. And then we were able to play, one in front in at home last week. And so,
played McMurray, and I think what you got out of that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is you saw the ball go in the back of the net.
Yeah, we got to see the ball get, we finally got to see the chances that we were creating in the first two games against SMU and UCA finally hit the net, you know, which is always a positive right before the season starts. And we were able to do an inner squad, which we were able to get some guys good looks, and we're also able to hit the net a few times. So yeah, it was, for the last little bit, we've been pretty good in front of it.
You're pretty good shape for an inner squad game. If you have an inner squad game, it's pretty solid competition out there, and you've got good numbers out there is what I'm getting
to. We've got good numbers. The squad depth is a little bit, you know, deeper and bigger than it's been in the past, which was done on purpose. It wasn't anything that we got out of hand with or anything, but it was done on purpose. And, you know, we think that we've got a good group of guys that can go out and compete, you know, every day. And, you know, we're going to travel those guys we think that are ready to go tomorrow.
So you'll travel 22 guys, is that right?
22, yes.
and you're headed up to Salt Lake City to play Westminster and Colorado Mesa. Let's talk about Westminster first. Mm-hmm. That's the first team you're going to face Thursday. They were 10-8-1 last year. They were 5-2-1 at home, outscored their opponents 33-29. What are you expecting to see from Westminster, and what are you looking for out of that match?
Competitiveness. I mean, we were fortunate enough to play them in 2021 here at our place when we kind of had a big opening weekend a couple of years ago. I think it was opening weekend. It might have been the second weekend. But, yeah, we were able to see them and have a little bit of an idea. But, obviously, with everybody's changed dramatically since 2021. So, you know, but we think that they're a possession-based team. Josh does a great job out there. I think their record last year was probably not as good as what they showed on the field. They kind of got some unfortunate breaks and some unfortunate bounces, which we know exactly how that feels last year. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a super, super competitive night. I think it's, you know, we had a really good taste in our mouth the opening weekend or that opening day in 2021, and I think they didn't, and they're obviously going to want to right that ship and have a good taste in their mouth.
Then you'll turn around just 2 days later to play a Colorado Mesa team that was 9-7-1 last year. They had some injuries last year. They've been picked fourth in their conference. I know we've talked about this. We don't put a lot of stock in these preseason polls. But the RMAC has three teams that appear to be clearly the best three in that conference. And then Colorado Mesa might be the best of the rest.
Any team John puts together is going to definitely be good enough to beat anybody in the country. So I think they're probably feeling a little slighted being ranked four, but obviously they kind of understand the injuries and the stuff that they've gone through in 2022. So I would imagine that they're going to be another really, really tough team. And we were fortunate enough to play them last year in opening day, and you know they're way, way better than that record shows from last year.
How tough is that turnaround for you to have to play Mesa just less than 48 hours after you play Westminster at altitude
life.
And this early in the
life.
Year?
I mean, I'm not too – I mean, obviously, they're at a little altitude. We've been in extreme heat. So, I mean, I think that kind of maybe neutralizes itself a little bit.
You like the conditioning of your team?
Yeah, I think our fitness level is pretty good. I mean, obviously, we haven't played two games that quickly. We were able to play a lot of minutes against UCA and a lot of minutes against SMU. And then we got an extra little bit of time against McMurray, so we were able to kind of get a little bit more fitness in. And obviously with the inner squad after that, or in between all that. So, yeah, I mean, I think our fitness is good. I wouldn't say it's, like, through the roof, but I think we're at a good level fitness-wise.
We mentioned that you've got good numbers and that you're traveling 22. How tough is that decision to pick the 22 that are making the trip?
There's been two or three that we've kind of racked our heads with a little bit. I think the 22 guys that are going to be on the plane, I think they're the right 22 guys. But like I said, I think there's another handful of guys that very easily could have made the trip, you know. Either that makes us extremely, extremely competitive or not as competitive as we think we are.
So you'll be in action Thursday at 8:30. Saturday at 6:30, fans in the Wichita Falls area or fans anywhere that can't make that trip can catch the action on the Lone Star Conference Digital Network. I should change that because that's going to be on the RMAC network. You're not going to be on the LSC Digital Network, but you will be able to see those games, and you can go to the Midwestern State website, and we'll have links so that you can watch the Midwestern State soccer team. Now, the game that will be on the Lone Star Conference Digital Network will be here at Stang Park. That's Thursday, September 7th. That's your first home game against Rogers State, September 7th. So we'd love to see a big crowd out at Stang Park for
absolutely,
that match.
Absolutely, absolutely. We would love to see it. I mean, our boys always like playing at home. I think teams like coming here to play because of the environment that the supporters and the fans kind of create for us and the students and that sort of stuff. So we're excited.
And I want to thank you because I know you've been a big part of this, but the pitch appears to be in pretty good shape, and I know you've played a huge role in making sure that the pitch is good.
It kind of took a dip last year with some growth and a little bit of disease that we had for it. But we spent a lot of time and a lot of effort and, you know, a lot of money to get it fixed up. And I think it's held up really well right now. So
you like the way it played the other night in your exhibition?
Yeah. I think it's really, really good.
Michael Meacham, I'm so excited about the upcoming soccer season, probably maybe more so than any other sport. Midwestern State Men's Soccer always has a target on its back. People expect you to be great. So I know that puts a little extra pressure on you.
We're going to try to live up to the
expectation. I appreciate you doing these podcasts. I'm looking forward to this season.
Thank you. We are too.
That's Michael Meacham joining us on the Stank Gang podcast. We're here every week. Tell your friends.